This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand, and our humorist, Brian Unger, is here now. Hi, Brian.
Hello, Madeline. Now, you went to the Oscars last night, right?
I did go to the Oscars last night.
And how was it?
All by myself.
Were you stood up? What happened
was
exactly?
it? Yeah, Alex stood me up. You know, we've gotten through this whole show, and maybe people have noticed that I'm all by myself today. He's sick. He's very, very sick. So he canceled last night, and I went by myself. So.
So there you were, solo.
Oh, yeah.
And
Solo. But I will tell you all about it. I was on the red carpet and I had some sightings. But first, what do you have for today's Unger Report?
Madeline, celebrities selling their baby photos, their pictures.
Oh, like what, Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes?
Yes. First, Madeline, the controversy. People are outraged that singers Jennifer Lopez and Marc Anthony are selling pictures of their newborn twins to the magazine People. Who are these outraged people? The same people who read People. What has people particularly outraged is the reported $4 to $6 million J.Lo will fetch for photos of her babies. Ethicists wonder, are celebrities exploiting non-consenting children for financial gain? The rest of us are wondering, how can we get in on this action? First, to new parents J.Lo and Marc Anthony, congratulations. $4 to $6 million for baby pictures is a record. This means your kids have more than paid for themselves already, long before they've had a chance to sell the story of what awful parents you will eventually become. Let's be honest. By the time famous kids write tell-alls about how exploited they feel, their parents and their fans will be dead. So now's the time to sell those photos to the highest bidder. It's argued this helps to quell the maelstrom caused by predatory paparazzi who stop at nothing to snap pictures, endangering the lives of our most famous citizens and their children. This idea, reducing demand by limiting supply, is why J.Lo is pretty and not a Nobel Prize-winning economist. But perhaps we should ask, what if celebrities can't sell photos of their babies? What will happen to these unobserved babies? Sadly, most would live out their infancies in obscurity as they react to temperature, hunger, and duty in their diapers. These babies sound like unfamous babies, and, well, unfamous babies are boring. Some have insinuated that selling pictures of your own baby is, in effect, pimping out your child. Well, it is. But instead of judging that pimping, or the big pimpin', as some call it, let's tax it. Let's tax the extremely wealthy celebrities and the profits they earn from pimping out their children. But would that go far enough? The Unger Plan would impose a special celebrity tax on all famous people who breed. The proceeds from this tax would be matched with federal funds, then disseminated among non-famous parents of non-famous children when they get their picture taken in school. This would be called the Olin Mills Tax Credit, $2,500 paid for every child's photo, K through 12, and then applied to a child's college tuition upon high school graduation. In essence, J.Lo and Marc Anthony would help pay your kid's college tuition so he or she can grow up to be something other than J.Lo or Marc Anthony. Selling baby pictures, exploitation, or a smart investment in America's future? And that is today's Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger.